Let's suppose that you are the Japanese Minister for Industry and you're on a German tour to look at what happens in the steel industry in Germany, since Germany has a very advanced steel industry with many different kinds of steel that perhaps Japan would be interested in making. And you're visiting a German steel factory. The director of the steel factory, who knows everything about making steel, is explaining to you how steel is made in the factory. He speaks no Japanese and you speak no German, so you have a problem. He also has a great deal of technical expertise that you don't have. You were a lawyer. So, what do? You bring along an interpreter. Just think for a moment what kind of task the interpreter has. The interpreter must be fluent in both German and Japanese, otherwise they can't possibly interpret for you. That's the easy bit. That might take 10 or 20 years. But the interpreter also has to be very knowledgeable about the German vocabulary relating to the steel industry. How do you acquire that? That's a very much more difficult problem to solve. Would you, if you're a Japanese interpreter, spend months in a German steel factory, boning up on everything? Would you read lots of German articles to do with the manufacturing of steel? Would you find a German who knew all about it and get them to brief you beforehand? All of these are available. Nevertheless, the task is not going to be easy because from one moment to the next you don't quite know what the German director of the steel factory is going to come up with. Simultaneous interpreting is one of the most taxing and difficult tasks that you can have, and simultaneous interpreting is increasingly required. One of the areas where simultaneous interpreters are employed on a continuing basis is at the United Nations. Here there are debates, and prime ministers of this country and that country can speak in whichever language they choose, normally their own native language. And yet there are hundreds of delegates sitting around the table who have to receive what that person has said in their own language. That requires simultaneous interpreting. So simultaneous interpreters are required to be fluent in two languages, and they must be quick enough at the job not to get behind. There's no point in waving a hanky at one of the delegates who is speaking to the United Nations saying, "Oi, I know you're speaking Swahili and my Swahili isn't too good and I'm getting behind." That won't do at all. The job is so taxing that simultaneous translators at the UN have 20 minutes on and then 40 minutes off. That means that in order to translate from Swahili into English, there have to be at least three of them on duty all the time so that one can take over from the other. You can see that however attractive simultaneous interpreting might look from the outside, it is a very, very complex job and it takes very many years to get good at it.